out, man. It's Donnie Houston Podcast. I am Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a very special guest today. I've heard this guy, man, for the first time on one of the most legendary Swisher House freestyles, man, of all time, man. You go out in the club, they go into the H-Time set. You're going to hear this man every time, man. It's hey, Lil Ron, what's going down, man?
What it do, man? Just chilling, man. You know, catching the vibe. What about you, big homie? You been all right?
Chilling, chilling. I was trying to catch the rhyme and what that boy say? Crack in the kitchen. Lil Ron's on a mission.
Yep.
Legendary shit, man.
Drink up in my cup. You know, you got to come fuck with me.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. What's going down with you, man?
Same shit, different day. I got a new project about to drop. It's called Off the Ground. That's what I'm really doing right now. I'm trying to push my brand.
Yeah. Man, so tell me, man, cause like I said, you know, that was one of my first times seeing you on that Swisher House Freestyle, and then we had J Dog up here, and he mentioned you, just saying, you know, how you were one of the youngest cats over there.
Yeah, I was the youngest nigga, man. I was like 14.
No shit.
Yeah, I'm talking about getting in motherfucking strip clubs, getting in grown folks clubs, but yeah, I was 14.
So how do you even, as a 14-year-old, how do you link up with the Swisher House?
Shit, the Swisher House was two doors down from my house.
So you from Rosewood?
I'm from Rosewood. Homestead, my block.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? So the Swisher House was two doors down from my house, my grandmama's house. My daddy and Michael Watts and my uncle. My daddy and my uncle, they identical twins. And Michael Watts, they all went to school together. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, who would have ever thought that an empire so big would be built on the streets so little? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So talk about, I mean, even before the end, though, like, are you seeing when the Swisher House first formed?
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. I'm a young nigga. I'm like probably like 12.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and now I'm starting to recognize like all this traffic, and now I'm starting to hear these tapes, and I'm starting to see these niggas who's on these tapes now.
Hmm.
So, you know, that was kind of intriguing to me. So I wanted to continue to live like them. I wanted the rest of my life to be like their life was. And I mean, I guess that's what we do as children. We dream, but that's basically what it was that gave me the drive. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, at this time, you're talking about Rosewood. I mean, this is specifically a hood that's marked as, when we talk about that north side, south side, man, Rosewood is specifically named as a hood that was, you know, one of the ones that really was, you know, known for taking them cars and, you know, all that, man, when the north side, south side thing was going on, man.
Yeah, man, you know, that shit still going on to the day. Niggas still taking niggas' cars and busting them down in that front yard. But, nah, man, I don't know. I really don't care. You know, that's...
No, of course.
Yeah, that was before my time, but... Right.
You wasn't seeing that type of stuff when you was a kid over there.
Yeah, no, I wasn't seeing that, dog.
Yeah.
But the shit I was seeing was like City Under Siege. You remember when City Under Siege
showed up to your highs?
Yeah, they showing up niggas' highs with that battle ram coming in that bitch, and you gonna be on Channel 26.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, man, that's basically it.
Yeah. So at what point do you start making connections with them when it goes from like seeing them to like, all right, I'm just gonna go over there?
Shit, the first person I made a connection with, well, Lester Roy, he from my hood. So me and Lester Roy, we knew each other regardless, because our homeboys on the block was, shit, the same people. So, but the first person who really, really, really just like, who I seen down there and actually got a chance to get a hold of conversation with him was Slim. It was Slim.
So what you walk over to? What you say? What's up, man? I'm Lil Ron. What's the conversation?
Yeah, I really didn't say too much at first. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just like feeling out the environment, you know, feeling out the situation. And the nigga was like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? What's up, little daddy? So that's how it happened. Slim Thug actually the one who left the motherfucking door open for me to even sneak in the Swisher House.
So did you come over there once he split up, once he started the boss hog thing?
Nah,
how did the door, what you mean?
I was there before that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so when you say he opened the door for you, what you mean?
Literally. Yeah. Literally.
Oh, he was the one who physically opened the door. You go over there and he opens the door.
He's the one who left the door open. I used to beg Watts, like, man, let me rap. He's like, nah, man, I don't wanna deal with your grandma no, man. They ain't gonna kick my ass. So so basically I forgot what we're talking about. No, but basically,
you're saying Slim left the door before you, so
So basically Watts don't want to let me in. I'm banging on the door and like three times. It's like three tapes. And I'm like,
you just going over there. Just
I'm watching all the cars pile up. When all the cars pile up,
it's a tape going down.
I'm going in there. Yeah. Well, man, I'm going knock on the door. I'm going look in the window or something. But anyway, Slim was like, Watts, let him rap, man. Let him see. Let's see what he got. So Watts like, nah, man. Nah, Slim ain't gonna let the nigga rap. This real life shit. I can't make this shit up. And so the nigga Slim was like, hey, fool. He left the door open. Bottom line.
So you just walk in?
Yeah, I walked in. Then I sat in there for a while and everybody's passing the microphone around. And I'm like, they won't pass it to me. They didn't want to pass it to me, man. But eventually they did, man. And the rest is history, you know what I'm saying?
So what was your first freestyle? Was the first freestyle when you went over there the day they eventually passed, or you had to go over again?
Yeah, I went that day. Hmm. That day was the day. My first freestyle was on Don't Flex by 8-Ball and MJG.
Yeah,
we freestyled on that bitch.
What was the name of the first tape that you was on?
Man, damn, you taking me down through that now. Let me think. The first tape, it was Northside 9. Northside 9 or Northside? Yeah, it was Northside 9.
Hmm.
No, 10.
Northside 10.
It was 10.
The classic.
Nah, that was, I don't know. It was one of them, dog.
Yeah, one of them. But
I don't even remember for real which one, but
one of them early Northside tapes.
That was my first
tapes.
Freestyle on
Don't Flex. You remember the beat though, it was Don't Flex.
Yeah.
So who's all on this freestyle?
Me, Slim Thug. I mean, Slim Thug, Sab Warfare.
Do you know any of these guys, or are you just coming
over
there?
These are my brothers. They raised me.
Yeah. No. I'm saying prior to this freestyle.
Prior to this, I don't know nobody Slim Thug and Lester Roy.
Huh.
And Archie Lee.
Hmm.
That's the only people who I know.
Yeah.
So when Slim Thug, like, after a few times going in there, I got real good at this shit.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? To the point to where people was just checking for me. Things started to, like, evolve. You know what I mean?
So when do y'all tell me about how it was when y'all went and did that drink up in my cup? Because, I mean, that's going to be until the end of time. But I'm etched in stone with that.
What niggas don't know is that we did that shit the most bootleg way we ever did any freestyle in the world. Like, we was literally in one room passing the microphone around in a circle, 4 deep.
So how was y'all doing it before then? What was the process before?
That was always the process.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, who be, like, we never thought something that
it
epic,
would be that, because y'all sitting in a circle just rapping. This ain't even, yeah.
Yeah, we know people gonna hear it, but we ain't thinking it's gonna take off. And Michael Watts was bringing something to my attention last time I talked to him. He was like, Lil Ron, you gotta remember that we ain't have all this technology and all these social medias, so we can't tell how many people really was fucking with us for real.
Yeah, y'all just recording and put it out, you record and put it out, yeah.
Yeah, Watts had a grind for the mixtapes.
Yeah. Yeah, so when y'all do drinking my cup, y'all, you just thinking shit, it's just another day at Watts' house. We, you know.
Nah, we don't just kick it at Watts' house every day.
Huh.
Me, I didn't try to start kicking it over there because I'm trying to get in the mix. But Watts, you know, and during the week, man, Watts getting it in with them goddamn mixtapes, homeboy.
Yeah, yeah.
For real, he did with us on the weekend, but.
So on the weekend, y'all record Swisher House freestyles.
It pretty much was like a date. Like, yeah. Watch it be like, all right, look, on this date, everybody come to the house. Man, we go over there, do our thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, the thing about it, like I said, you know, my first, because I was really like, you know, being from the South Side, bro, like, it took us a while to
adapt,
you know what I'm saying? So, of course, the first thing, of course, you know, fuck actions, because that's cool.
Yeah.
But on the rap side, the first tape I had, I was telling you, was the one with Drink Up In My Cup. That's the first freestyle
Ballers and Shot Callers.
Ballers and Shot Callers.
That's the name of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the first one I had as far as with people from the North Side rapping on it. And I had heard them before, but the first one I owned, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking like, oh, this is my first tape. But when I got it, so many other people was on the shit.
Yeah.
Like, that shit took off, you know what I'm saying? Like, immediately, you know what I mean? Talk about just how that was. I'm sure that changed things for you. Like, at that point, that puts you as one of the Swisher House stars at this point, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was, at that point, because I had a following.
Yeah.
And I had accumulated a following, you know what I mean? And it was just basically from going in there and freestyling.
Yeah.
You know? But now that I'm getting older too, you know what I mean? Now I'm 15, 16. Now I'm starting to see niggas make money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
You ain't making no money. You just showing up just to rap.
I'm making a little bit of paper.
Yeah.
But no.
Not like how you felt like you was probably.
I'm talking about when the money started coming, man. Phew, shit. So you gotta think about it. I'm a 16-year-old kid in high school.
What school you went to?
I went to Forest Brook.
Yeah.
Forest Brook. Shout out to Forest Brook, man. The real OG Forest Brook. For real. But that's all it was, man. Yeah. Real talk.
So you 15, 16 with a hot freestyle. Like how are you being treated, you know what I'm saying, around the city in your area? Like how was, you know, everybody embracing you at that point?
Everybody was embracing me at a pretty large amount of people. But then, you know, what really made me feel like I was king when I used to go through the brook.
Yeah.
You know, and then like I would go to the little football and basketball games and stuff like that, and people would recognize me and they'd be like, hey, you want to take a picture? And I'm like, damn, so this shit has got to be something. People went from not knowing my name to asking to take pictures and shit with me. So I just embraced it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, this is what I'm gonna do. This is gonna be my life, you know what I mean?
So I mean, at this point, who are you starting to kind of like become closer with, you know what I'm saying, in the Swisher House?
Oh, at this point, it's me, my road dog, Lil Mario. You know, if you gon' when you seen me, you seen Lil Yo. Or when you seen Lil Yo, you seen me. And J Dog, you know, he would always be around there with us, but. That shit was crazy, man. We done had some crazy times.
Tell me about it, man.
Man, dog, it's just basic rap shit, you know, live concerts, things of that nature. But it's just something about like to hear like all them people singing your song, you know what I'm saying? That shit is mind blowing.
Yeah. So y'all, how far y'all going out with the shows and stuff, or this is more so in the city?
We moving around. We Texas, Louisiana, we Arkansas, we all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, man, and then I'm going back home and my mama telling me she finna get my contract voided because I don't supposed to be smoking weed or around alcohol or make no else on my report card. And so, therefore,
so you signed to Swisher House?
Man, I'm signed. Yeah, I'm signed. I missed that part.
So wait, Watts was signing y'all back then?
Man, you think it's the game, man? That man Ben had his shit together. He ain't waiting on nobody. You know what I'm saying? If Michael Watts wants something to happen, it's gonna happen.
Man, so I mean, what kind of? Cause y'all ain't putting out albums. I mean, what kind of contracts? What's the agreement
at this point? Ain't no contractual agreement, man. Ain't nobody really tripping on that.
So what's your mom saying about voiding your contract? She's just saying, basically saying, in the sense of like, you just can't be going over there because you're doing too much.
Nah, like, nigga, you tripping, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You living too fast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You too young to be living that fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, and she didn't want to sign a contract in the first place. She almost started, she tried to stop my grandfather couple times before. She was just like, all right, go on here. But she was like, when you get the age of 30, you're gonna be wanting to do the stuff you're supposed to do at 13. You know, it's crazy, man. Them old people always be right.
Yeah. So you being older now, you feel like your mom was right at the time?
Yeah, fucking yeah, she was right. Yeah, I feel like she was right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. If I had to do it again, I'd do it the same way. Yeah. Real talk.
Yeah. Another freestyle you had, man, was with 50-50s. I got to link up with 50-50 Twin to talk about this, man, off that Cameron, 50, man.
50 Twin got undercut skin in my Benz.
Yeah.
That's my nigga right there, 50
classic.
50 Twin. Yep. Square business, man. Yeah. He the truth.
Yeah.
He the truth, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, 50-50.
A lot of people don't know.
Hard. Yeah.
He the truth.
Yeah.
I was locked up with 50. It was crazy, man. How the fuck we end up in the same tank, in the same dorm. Yeah, me and 50. Shout out 50. What's up, boy?
Yeah. So, man, talk about, okay, but at some point you leave Swisher House, though, right?
Yeah. Then I moved to the South Side. I went to go fuck with Flip.
So you moved to the South Side?
Yeah, I moved, man. I moved with them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sucker Free, you got to remember, Sucker Free was like, man, God in H-Town.
How do you even link up with them though?
Because I was in San Antonio and had a concert.
Switch your house?
Nope. A Lil Run concert. I had a Lil Run concert, and Flip had a show there too. And so I opened for Flip. But he seen me do Drink Up In My Cup, and he was like, man, what the fuck? Nah, he wasn't Drink Up In My Cup. It was Come On Baby, Power Up With Me freestyle. Yeah, yeah. Everybody in the place throw your sets up. Yeah. So, and the place was like lit. And he was like, hey, fool, you signed to somebody? I'm like, yeah, I'm signing to Swisher House, but I can get out the contract, you know what I'm saying? And we started linking up. You know, we started hollering at each other on the phone, like, we're going to do some music. So I put him on my mixtape, The Preseason. We did a song for that. And then after we did that song, now we start fucking around on the daily.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And shit took off. Everybody, the North and the South Side, they came together. Like, it kind of felt good because at that time, shit.
You talking about 99, you know what I'm saying? Man, 99, I'm talking 98, about like 99, yeah.
2001, yeah. 2002.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't plexing like that with that rap shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody being players, chilling, getting their money. Yeah, you got a couple legends died along the way, but it ain't how it is today, man. It's crazy, man. Them youngsters right now, man, they don't give a damn. They shooting the whole city up for nothing.
Yeah. Man, so okay, you get over there with Sucker Free, and like, what do you? Is this like a solo thing for you, or do you become a part of? You know, what do you do?
Nah, I got a solo deal, but I also become a part of HSC.
So with HSC, you got Flip, you got Young Red, you got AP, you got you. Was Lil Head over there at that time?
Nah, you gotta remember when I got there. It was nobody there but Flippin' Red. You know what I'm saying? And that's what made it fit like that. Then they was like, you know, and the nigga can hold his own, so let's put him in a group. I got that shit tatted on my arm.
Yeah.
Square biz.
Yeah.
For real.
So, I mean, at that point, though, you know, you went over there with Flip, but then you and Red, you know, y'all end up having this relationship because y'all drop projects. And
man, that's my dog.
Yeah, shout out to Young Red, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? CG, what's up, boy?
Kind of boys. Government initials, yeah.
Man, my homie. That's my homie right there, man. He's like a brother to me.
Yeah.
You know, my brother's keeper, man.
Yeah. So you said, okay, but wait. Because you leave Swisher House, go to Sucker Free, but Red ends up doing the opposite.
Yeah, but that was after Sucker Free.
That was after Sucker Free. Yeah, right. So do you go back to Swisher House as well, or you didn't?
No, I don't go back to Swisher House because I'm Swisher House forever.
You know?
I'm always be Swisher House.
Yeah.
No matter what, there's just like nothing gonna change that. But me and Michael Watts, we got a relationship out this world. You know, that's my homie. You know, and shit, I'm gonna ride for the house, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got some new shit coming out, man, though. It's to die for, man.
Yeah.
For real. People ain't expecting it.
Yeah.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah. So when you, because you said you got locked up, at what point do you get locked up? You said you and 5052 were locked up at the same time.
Man, I got locked up in what's this, 20? I got locked up in what, 18?
Oh, recently, just something like a couple years ago.
18, yeah. Recently.
Yeah. But before all that though, like, what do you do when, you know, Red goes back to Swisher House? I mean, not back, but he goes to Swisher House. You're still Swisher House. What do you end up getting into like after all that?
See, we really ain't never do nothing in between those times. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy because it's funny how people who you look at as family, y'all don't grow apart from each other, but y'all be apart from each other so long to the point to where you gotta readapt to new people in your life. You know what I mean? And trying to figure out how to put everybody in position so everybody can eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but at the same time, though, like, okay, so what happens with the Flip relationship, though? Because Flip takes off.
Flip took off. Yeah. That shit was kind of devastating too, because excuse me, marijuana break. But it was crazy because everybody was like looking at Flip like he was wrong, but Flip was not really wrong.
Now, when I say it took off, I mean like blowing up. You say took off, you mean leaving the label.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. But I mean, he, I ain't gonna lie, he asked me if I wanted to go, but I was so young and dumb, you know what I mean? My dumb ass sitting there talking about how much you gonna pay me, you know what I mean? But he was like, nigga, this is my first show that I'm going to do by myself. It's gonna get greater later. But then, it was a lot of shit went on with that, man. Like, it's hard to explain. Flip, so I ain't blame Flip for making this move. That's my big homie. But, you know, at that time, that's what.
That's how you felt, yeah. Nah, that's what I'm saying. We ain't, this ain't nothing, you know, you're not saying he turned your back. This is just at that time, that's how you felt. Yeah, nah, it's cool to say, you know.
Because, you know, we had been through the ringer with Flip, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was dying. Niggas was there for Flip. You know, Flip was there for me too, though. I ain't gonna lie. That's he was there for me. That's why no matter what, I can't let nobody just say anything negative about him around me. Cause shit, he ain't do nothing but help me.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just ain't fucking just, with that nigga though. Grew my fan base though.
Yeah.
Damn.
Cause I mean, you talking about Flip? I mean, Flip was on, bro. Like, man, Flip took off faster than a lot of people, look, man.
Man, that shit had my fan base booming, dog.
Yeah.
For real, everywhere. It wasn't just H-Town or Dallas. Man, I'm talking about Florida, shit like that. So it was really cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And so, okay, so that's what happened. So he invites you to go on this journey with him. You turn it down at the time. Yeah. And then that's when you
the
and
dumbest
Red,
shit I ever did in my life.
No shit.
Yeah, that was the most stupid shit I ever did in my
so
life.
So is he asking you to come be a part of Clover G's, or he's just saying, come fuck with me?
Nah, he saying, nigga, yeah, come move. Let's. He wasn't telling me though, like, nigga, I got my own label deal already. Woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. But you know, some niggas don't say that kind of shit to see where a nigga stand. Hey, look, and I wouldn't change.
Are you messing with me because you mess with me? Or are you messing with me because yeah?
Hey, but that's game too though.
Yeah.
Cause nigga, I ain't just fucking with you to fuck with you doing nothing with this rap shit. Cause this rap shit is money, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta look at shit different ways.
And at that time, that's what you thinking, like, shit, all right, we can make this move, but how much money am I going to make
when I leave
this situation to go over here? Right, because right.
I know you finna make some money. I know you finna make some money because you finally tell me what he going to do. He was gone, though, by that time. But when he did his album release party.
This is for the Underground Legend album?
Yeah. excuse me, y'all. I don't know if you remember when he did his Underground Legend album, man, but it was a lot of songs and shit on there that was, man, what the fuck we was talking about? What were you talking about?
No, you just talking about when about him doing the Underground Legend album.
Yeah. Flip,
with the release party and all that.
Yeah. And I don't know if y'all remember this story. It's called Sound Waves.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'm talking about you gotta be OG to remember Sound Waves.
Yeah, South Main, yeah.
You can't just South Main. Yeah. You can't just get on like that. But Square Business. So we show up there. I go there, me and Young Red, we jump in Impala and we go to Sound Waves. We go holler at Flip. We trying to holler at him. You know what I'm saying? Cause now we like on the cool, we didn't recognize. Yeah, we on the cool. So
wait.
But we got to do this shit behind her back.
So okay, so what happens at Sucker Free for y'all to be like, man, we should have went with Flip, man. Fuck.
Man, look, we had started going behind her back, talking to Flip, but I did.
So it was supposed to be like a thing, like, man, shit.
We supposed to do a HSC part two, dog. Me flipping Young Red.
No shit. On Sucker Free?
No. On Clover G. But
no shit.
I don't know. That was the talk. Discussion.
Yeah.
Direct discussion. You know what I'm saying? Not no humbugs, you know? Man, shout out to the weed man. For real.
Yeah.
So
y'all go to the release party. You saying behind him back, y'all go to.
Yeah, when we talked to Flip about the HSC and all that, so he was with it. But then, like, a couple months after that, he wasn't answering his calls no more. But I feel what happened, he just had to make that stand. Like, nah, this is me. I'm going to run my business first, and then I'm going to put y'all in or whatever. But whatever the case may be, he made the right decision.
Yeah.
We made the wrong one. And we was like a little, we felt fucked up about it.
Yeah. Man, so, okay. So at that point, that's when y'all said, all right, well, shit, me and Red, shit, we just going to go ahead.
Yeah.
That's when that starts.
Yeah, that started after that. I'm cool. That started after that, right? And so, Red like, man, fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit, it ain't right, man. But we get a slamming ass album. We make an album called A Paper Route. Man, that bitch had 3-6 Mafia, Scarface, David Banner, Pow Wow, Killer Mike. Young One. Man, that bitch was loaded. You know, and we put that bitch out through Selecto Hits. But back then, man, if you wasn't no motherfucking nerd rapper, you ain't really know your business inside out. Right? Yeah. Because you still making your money. Like, you fuck around and still make you 30,000. You know what I'm saying? On one play.
Yeah.
Or one weekend on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, that shit was good like that.
Yeah.
Now the game going on, the streaming, man. Homie, we was talking about, he was telling me about the streams and shit, and I was like, on the cool, I don't know how that shit work 100%. You know what I mean? I'm rusty in a couple areas, you know what I mean? But niggas better get with it or get lost, man, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a living proof, bro. For real, like, how it could be, how it can end up. But I got this new project, it's called Off the Ground. And I'm pumping that, you know what I'm saying?
Is it already out or you got a release date? It's coming.
Yeah. I got Lil Flip on there, I got B King on there, I got Paul Wall on there.
So you and Flip the link back up.
Me and Flip got Drink Up In My Cup Part 2 with Paul Wall on there.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, that's on that Off the Ground, man. But you know, me and B King got a nice song on there too.
Yeah.
That's my shit though, you know. That's what I'm ripping.
Yeah. So, man, okay, kind of look going back a little bit when, because you were saying you was always Swisher House.
I'm always Swisher House.
So when Red goes over there, you just jump back in the mix, or what do you do?
I mean, no, not really, because I just, Watts wasn't approaching me with that, you know? So I just kind of like stayed out their business so I could make sure my homeboy Red make his money. You can't get in the way of nobody's paper. So nice. Before I went there, Red, man, and me and Red, I always talk, like, there's never a point in time to where we was mad at each other or we wasn't talking to each other. Nah, never like that.
Yeah.
So what
you doing at this time, though? Because Red is Swisher House, you know what I mean? You kind of just, like you say, kind of out the way, you know what I mean, as far as that.
See, what I'm doing at this time, I'm hustling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, grinding it out.
Yeah, because, man, you know. I'm really salty because motherfuckers done mishandled my career. In my eyes, that's how I feel.
At the time.
Yeah. Real talk, man. I'm like, man, I'm a young nigga, man. Y'all know I don't know nothing about this shit. So don't mishandle me. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I get my just due, man. Because one day I'm going to find out you ain't give me my just due. That shit crazy, but it's crazy how people, that money is the root of all evil, dog. I'm talking about money. Not just no baby paper.
Yeah.
M's. For real, I ain't have no M's, but the motherfuckers wrote checks. The record labels wrote checks that was for M's. Man, that shit was crazy, though. It was like pandemonium, fool.
Yeah. So at this time, are you realizing while you in it that this is what's going on, or this is after the fact? Where you like, man they made all this money out for me?
Nah, it's after the fact. And then, like, excuse me. And then, hold on, man. What we talking about?
Talking about what you was doing in between.
Excuse me, man. I'm sorry. Shout out to the weed man.
Talking about what you was doing, you know, after once Red Goes makes his Swisher House play, you know what I mean? You said you're just hustling and everything.
Yeah, so that's basically what it was. That's all I was doing. That's why I ain't remember, because it wasn't shit. You know what I'm saying? Just
so do you kind of just chill with the music and just say, you know, man, you know?
Yeah, I kind of just chilled out. Well, I always was making songs, though. I would always keep my craft fresh, you know, and polished up, but now I wasn't really doing shit with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real talk.
So that whole, so this whole time, I mean, you just kind of just hustling the whole way, you know?
Hell no. You know, niggas go through shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was going through shit, trying to make me, you know.
Still trying to make it happen.
Trying to make something happen, but I'm, but see, motherfuckers ain't listening to my music though. My music getting better and better though. Now my music, I swear, I feel like I'm the best I ever been, like, for real.
Yeah.
For real, man, I'm a monster. And it, I mean, if niggas don't feel like that, you know, they can come holler. We can do something, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm just focused on off the ground, little run, trying to make this shit take off.
Yeah. So what's the potential release date, you know what I'm saying, for the new project?
Sometime we think around like Valentine's.
Valentine's,
you know?
Yeah.
Because it's done. It's mixed and mastered.
Oh, it's done. Okay, yeah.
Man, it's done. It's mixed and mastered. I mixed and mastered it. You know, real talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we about to do.
Yeah.
And it should be big. We should get a good response. Michael Watts is, he's me and Michael Watts on the mixtape.
Hmm.
Like we the host. He,
oh, so you the hook back up with Watts for this?
Yes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah.
And it's done. So, we had to iron out a couple wrinkles, man. My little brother, my little brother killed himself in the process. That shit was crazy.
You know? Y'all were close?
Shit, yeah. It was like my little nigga raised that boy.
Hmm. You know what was your age difference?
My brother was 30.
Oh, man,
he took his life, you know, my brother did. Man, that's crazy, man. I ain't never think my brother was gonna go that far. That nigga went out deep in my little brother. Shit's crazy.
Did that have a real effect on you
that shit have an effect on you.
Yeah.
You know, it make a nigga, either you gonna catch your snap or either you gonna fall off by the wayside. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at it like, damn, my brother wouldn't want me to do no dumb shit and not take care of my business. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do this for bro. But, you know, niggas go through shit every day. Like, people don't be understanding. Like, we as artists, we go through a lot, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pressure. But when the money don't add up, you know, that makes it 10 times worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, man, you got anything, shit, before we get up out of here?
Nah, I'm good, man. Y'all just fuck with me. Lil Run, all low caps on IG, LILRON, Swisher House.
Yeah.
Y'all fuck with me. Shout out to my partner in here. My partner Nick Sack, my partner
Nick
Sack
came through with the merch, you know what I mean?
My partner Funzo
came through with the merch.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Square Biz, man.
For sure. What's y'all Instagram?
Shit, this is Nick
Sack. We ain't gonna be able to hear you, so what is it, Nick Sack?
Nick
Sack, already. Slump, what's your?
Young underscore sensei, two eyes.
Already. That's what it is, man. Well, shit, man. LaRon, I appreciate you coming through, bro.
Anytime, man. Thank you, bro.
Already, that's what it is, man. It's Donnie Houston Podcast. I'm Donnie Houston. LaRon, we out.
Donnie Houston.